This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Scott Turner, the new Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, with us. I have Booker here. Why is... let me check that here. I thought it was Scott Turner.
I might be wrong on that.
Yeah. Interview briefing paper, Jacqueline Ward. Yeah, let's get this one straight. And there's a lot of stuff in here about Philadelphia housing, particularly Kensington. Yeah, it's Scott Turner. Okay, Scott Turner. Okay. So I'm looking at a poll that's just out now, and you may think the number is low. Based upon what it's been in the past, it's very high. Pew is the pollster. I lean slightly left, not horribly left. They say that 32% of U.S. adults support deporting all immigrants that are here illegally one way or the other. Get them out. Almost a third. Now, that's a big uptick from what it used to be. And on the Republican side, it's much higher. Meaning it doesn't matter. No crime, no violent crime, nothing. You're out. 33%. Nearly 97%. And I know you're probably saying, come on, Dom, why is it not 100? Support deporting those who have committed violent crimes. That includes Democrats, progressives. 97%, Pew says. Meanwhile, 52% favor deporting those guilty of nonviolent crimes. You know, violent, yes, even nonviolent, so-called nonviolent. That depends on what you consider nonviolent. 44% endorse removing people who arrive within the past 4 years, the Biden years. So what we have here, now Democrats project, this is when the battle's going to start. And look, I predict this is going to take 2 or 3 years before we're seeing anything like wholesale deportation of people that are here illegally. Meaning, you can see how difficult it is. The big story today is capturing this MS-13 leader and deporting him, Kristi Noem, Kash Patel, etc. It's going to be quite a ways until we get to the moment where the moment of truth. Do Americans really want to deport people that are here illegally en masse? The numbers indicate about a third say yes. But encouraging on dealing with this, you're at 44% who say, all right already. If you came in the last 4 years, I think they're setting that because of the Biden years, they're on board. That's a big number that says even if you've been here, say, 4 years, we support that you're going. and anything with a year or whatever, you're going probably even higher. If you support it at 4 years, those that support it, if you've been here a year, is probably in the 60 percentile. What I'm saying is Democrats would have us believe, and you know the media's go, here's our point of reference. Remember the whole thing in the beginning, it was nuts with President Trump, even though Obama did something very similar, if not the same, around dealing with the mom and the child that are here illegally, the separation because of the laws by Congress and all. Remember that? That was one of the hardest moments of the Trump first term. In addition to which, we had that bishop from Tucson saying we should excommunicado Border Patrol agents. Can you imagine this? Do you know what excommunicado is? It tells you, Henry, you're a Catholic. It tells you, you know what it means, right? You're going,
you're out of here.
If you die right now, you're going to hell. You don't have to worry about deportation or whatever. You know, Dan's already working on purgatory, Henry. You're new here, so, you know, you might have a shot.
I like to think so.
You're going to hell. You know with that, right? I like it, too. I don't say excommunicado. I like the excommunicado. He actually went on this long thing we played, like a 10-minute thing, about why these people ought to be told they're going to hell. Think of all the people out there that we may think, you know, pick one, like this MS-13 guy. I mean, it's not for me to say. Well, deep down in my heart. But we think about it. Do I think he's going to hell? Yeah. Now, do I know? You know, is there all sorts of ripples and acts of contrition and he sees the light? But based upon what he's accused of doing, and he probably did, I think he's going to hell. Okay.
It might be fair to assume.
Yeah, and if he's a Catholic, I think he ought to be excommunicated. You're a member of MS-13, you know, excommunicado. But Border Patrol agents, and this was the biggest thing that Trump went through with this, even though it was learned that President Obama did stuff very, very similar. Well, things have changed now, where people are so overwhelmed. Now, the figure they give, that they accept, is 13.7 people are here illegally. No one knows the figure. If I had to put the over and under, I'm putting it at 20 million. Do I think it's over 20 million? I can't imagine that number, that that's the number, but it could be. It's closer to 20 million than it is 15 million. So Americans are saying, look, maybe not people that were here 10 years. You know, we'll get to that someday. We'll have to decide. But if you're recently here during the Biden years, and or you commit not Lake and Riley, nonviolent offense, so-called nonviolent offenses, or if you've been convicted of criminal offenses, you're going. 97% say that. Democrats are counting on the fact that the American people are generous, have a heart, and the media will find the worst case where a mistake is made, etc. But the Pew poll tells me that people want this done. They're afraid of this. They're tired of it. And the more you see things like MS-13 leader nabbed, the more they want to go down this path. The Trump administration just has to be careful, gradual, not making mistakes on this, getting the real bad guys in the beginning. That's the way to do it, to continue to do it, because there are still ample numbers that are out there. All right, it's always a pleasure when we can bring you a cabinet member. Coming up, we're going to talk with the head of HUD, Scott Turner. Headline, HUD cracks down just yesterday, Wednesday night, on government-backed mortgages for illegal immigrants. Who knew this was going on? Well, you had to consider it's going on. I'm also going to ask him about Kensington and a couple of other places. They have a lot to say. We're always thrilled to bring you a cabinet member. The cabinet is in session next year on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Dom Giordano's show, 855-839-1210. You get on board. We'll talk with the HUD Secretary, Scott Turner, coming up. He's in Philadelphia. I hope he's not looking for a cheesesteak right around this time. We got to give him some other options, like Old Bay seems to be hot with listeners today.
Some crab fries.
Yeah, some crab fries. Exactly right. All right, so it's 855-839-1210. You get on board. I think he's touring various HUD, and he's making the point in what we were sent to meet with local leaders and the America First policies that actually work. That's what I'm headlining with him. The things they did in the first Trump administration around HUD, which, as we know, you know, these housing projects, often this is a very, very difficult thing. We'll talk with him momentarily and also talk with him about the HUD crackdown on government-backed mortgages for illegal immigrants being stopped. The polling that I told you, though, is pretty significant as far as what Americans want done on this illegal immigration thing. And I don't think we're going to be reaching the point where they're just going to be looking to deport people even here only 1, 2, 3, 4 years for a while. It's still about people who have committed crimes and or things like that. The MS-13 guy, more like that than just somebody who's been here for a while. And also, they did, ICE did arrest a woman, doctoral student at Tufts University, apparently connected with Hamas. Now, here's what I'm looking at today. And I can't say yet, I haven't seen the full lawsuit, but a lawsuit claiming that people at Columbia sort of knew about October 7th before it happened, in general. I'll give you the details on that. But we are thrilled to welcome to Philadelphia, put out the welcome mat to the new HUD Secretary, Scott Turner. Secretary, welcome to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dom. It's great to be with you. Great to be in the city of brotherly love.
Absolutely. So tell us, did they tell you you got to get a cheesesteak here? There are plenty of things other than cheesesteaks in Philadelphia. They have you down at Pat's or Gino's yet?
You know, they have it. They have been very kind and generous and very hospitable. We ate good this morning and this afternoon, but I haven't had a Philly cheesesteak yet.
Okay. So tell us something, Secretary, your background. How did you get to HUD? What's your background? What were you doing?
Well, my background going way back, I spent 9 years playing in the National Football League for the Redskins, the Chargers, and the Broncos. I served in the House of Representatives in Texas and House District 33 okay. for 2 terms. And then in the first Trump administration under Dr. Ben okay. Carson, I served as the Executive Director of the Opportunity Zone Council.
Right. So,
and then I've just been in private business, you know, for the last 20 years.
So 9 years in the NFL. On your way out, feel free to spell out Eagles if you want. You can misspell it or spell it okay, as the mayor did. That's fine. What position did you play, Secretary, in the NFL?
Cornerback.
Oh, good. Now, I've asked cornerbacks before, do I sound like a guy who can throw a football 40 yards? Then after you answer that, I'll start talking about what you're doing in town today.
Well, yeah, I'm sure you probably could.
There you go. Thank you. Henry, another endorsement from a 9-year NFL player. We had, who was it, Jack? Damn, what was his name? The other cornerback that said that. We'll look it up. But, Secretary, you're here talking about America First policies that work in the area right. of HUD, an area that we don't usually think about it. I would assume the Opportunity Zone is critical. We go way back to Jack Kemp, if you remember, with that. What is different about what you're doing with Opportunity Zones?
So as the Opportunity Zone, as you alluded to, in the first Trump administration, because of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, the Opportunity Zones were created with Senator Tim Scott and some of his colleagues. And Opportunity Zones are those census tracts or neighborhoods around the country, rural, tribal, and urban, really that haven't seen any investment in decades. And so 8,764 Opportunity Zones were certified by the Department of Treasury for 10 years. And the tax incentive was a capital gain incentive that you could invest any capital gains that you receive into a qualified Opportunity Zone fund and invest in these projects to build affordable housing, create new operating businesses. And so over the last 5 years, Opportunity Zones have been very impactful and successful with over $80 billion of private investment going into these neighborhoods, creating housing, creating jobs, mm-hmm. creating new operating businesses. 1 million people, Dom, have been lifted out of poverty because of the Opportunity Zone initiative. Home values inside of Opportunity Zones have risen without the rents going up. And so we're looking very forward to the possibility of the expansion and continuation of Opportunity Zones so that we can provide opportunities for the American families to build foundations and build a great sustainability for their families as it pertains to housing and job creation.
So along with that, when we talk about housing, Vice President Vance has talked about that recently. I think the League of Cities speech he gave, and he talked about the fact when you have people here illegally, that is interfering somewhat with the housing sector. And I saw last night that your HUD announced that there's going to be a pushback on people here illegally having the assistance of HUD to get housing, to get grants.
Well, yes, sir. And to continue on, you know, as you alluded to, Vice President Vance, when you talk about illegal immigration, you know, upwards of 20 million people coming into our country illegally is a great strain on the economy of our country, on the homelessness crisis that we have in our country. It's a great attributor to that. And also from the home affordability standpoint. And so Secretary Noem and I signed a partnership, an MOU, if you will, to ensure that American taxpayer dollars, in particular as it pertains to HUD-funded housing, goes to American citizens. The Biden administration had very harmful, if you will, policies as it pertains to border security and immigration, and they were prioritizing illegal aliens as it pertains to HUD-funded housing. And so we want to make sure and ensure that any taxpayer dollars from HUD go to American citizens in our public housing facilities, because American people are our priority and our only priority. There's been a great job done by the president and his team in securing the border, which has brought crime down. And it's also going to be a great advantage for us when it comes to keeping illegals out of public housing. There's 9 million people in our country that live in public and subsidized housing. And so this MOU that we signed a few days ago with Secretary Noem will ensure us from a data perspective, we'll understand who's living inside of public housing in our country. Because, Dom, it costs American taxpayers about $42 billion a year in welfare, because 59% of illegal aliens and their families use some sort of welfare in our country, and it's very costly to the American people. And so under President Trump's leadership, you know, we're taking measures to ensure that we're serving the American people.
We're talking with HUD Secretary Scott Turner. Secretary, I'm not sure if you got over to Kensington yet. When Mexico shows PSAs saying don't do drugs, you end up like people in Kensington. That's pretty severe. It's got a national rep that's well-deserved. The mayor's making some progress. What sense do you have of HUD in any relationship to Kensington?
Well, you know, obviously the opioid epidemic in our country is crippling to our country, with also crime. And particularly, you know, here in Philadelphia, as you alluded to, there's been a big problem. And so as the measures that were taken as it pertains to border security, as it pertains to keeping illegal aliens outside of public housing, as it pertains to working, you know, with our local law enforcement, you know, we realize that the drug problem is real. But I think, you know, under President Trump's leadership and DHS and Department of Justice and others, interagency partnerships, that we're tackling this and hopefully to not only bring it under control, but set a new paradigm that, you know, we're just not going to stand for that in the United States.
Good to hear that. You mentioned the word tackling. That allows me to go back to football. I'm always loving it when I get a pro athlete on your level lasting 9 years in the NFL. Jack Brewer was the other guy who said on my show I could throw 40 yards. what era did you play in, and who was the toughest guy to guard?
So I played from 1995 to 2004. And you know what? I'll give you a name, a local guy here, actually a little north of here, but Wayne Krabet played for the Jets.
Yes.
He gave me a fit 1 year. I have a lot of respect for him, but I played against a lot of great players in the NFL. But top of mind, Wayne Krabet, boy, we had a showdown. He might have won that one, but he was a great player. So and a local guy.
Yeah, and that's a good one. But, I mean, I've always admired defensive backs, arguably the toughest position, the most important is quarterback, but the toughest position. You're out there at a guy running, what, a 4.3, 4.4, maybe 40, a guy like some of the guys the Eagles have, and sometimes you're covering them one-on-one. How do you deal with that when in front of 70,000 people they burn you two or three times?
Well, you know, it's your job, you know, and that's what I got paid to do. And they got paid as well, you know, so it created great competition.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Secretary, thank you. We welcome you to Philadelphia. Please come back. And a great start with what's going on at HUD right now.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Scott Turner here. All right, Henry, doing your analysis here. As soon as you heard this guy was a defensive back, there we go.
Oh, yeah, my ears perked up immediately.
I don't remember him per se. I mean, there's a million defensive backs. Wayne Cribbett, I do remember him.
What a name.
Kind of a smallish receiver, I thought, so I'm not sure why he gave him such difficulty.
A little speedy guy, a little shifty.
Shifty, yeah. Okay. All right, so HUD cracks down on government-backed mortgages for illegal immigrants. You heard the partnership, what he's doing with Kristi Noem. You heard the numbers that are there. And you also heard about, you know, the first Trump administration and what they're trying to do in the cities. Now, the mayor of Philadelphia, even though it's a sanctuary city, that's where we're going to be going next with pushback on this, has not been gung-ho on that. That's smart, because there's going to be a battle over this. You want to be known as a sanctuary city, there's funding that's going to be detached. Okay, side question today. Hit us with a name change of any sort. Could be an individual. It could be this all this from Constantinople to Istanbul. What a change that made. The Gulf of America from the Gulf of Mexico. The biggest. That's the biggest we've seen locally. And some of the names that were originally on stuff versus what they ended up. Friends Truly was six of one. I don't know if they put the half dozen of another on there or not, but that's what it was called. Trump also changed Mount McKinley back, that name back. Let's go to Mike in Fishtown. There's a name change, you know. Fishtown was, I guess, for a while called Fishtown. If you're in Fishtown, you might have pretty good housing median price. If you're in Kensington, which might be a block away, maybe not. All right, Mike in Fishtown, afternoon to you.
Hello, Dom. How are you?
Good, Mike.
I have an answer to the side question, but yeah. Before that, the senator you had on earlier.
Yes.
Yeah, I agreed with 99% of the things she said.
Right.
But she did say that being a teenager is tough.
Yes.
No, it's not. It's the easiest part of your life.
Wait a minute. Okay, now wait a minute, Mike. I'm not a host going to let you get away with that. I'm going to give you an A word first. Acne.
Oh.
I'm going to give you another one.
Acne or cancer.
Oh, my voice. My voice, Mike. You're not listening to my voice.
Acne or cancer? What's worse?
Jeez.
Nice counter here, Mike. Nicely played. There you go.
Responsibility that you don't have when you're a teenager.
Oh, man. Let's bash teenagers.
Okay, the answer to my side question.
Yes.
Dom, you're familiar with this place.
Yes.
It's a high school in South Philadelphia.
Yes, sure.
It was South Catholic, Bishop Newman, St. John Newman. Now it's Newman Goretti. Four changes.
Yeah, and why am I not in the Hall of Fame of then Bishop Newman, Mike? Why do you think?
I don't know. I'll put you in if they ask me.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'll tell you why, because I'm critical of them. They're recruiters. They recruit people for high school, particularly basketball, girls and boys, and I don't think that should be allowed, but that's the reason.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I thought the same thing, and then a couple friends of mine are coaches in the Catholic League.
Okay.
Almost all of them told me that 90% of the kids that play at the Newman Goretti, they don't recruit. They said they're local kids. I mean, I don't know that for a fact, but
that's not true.
If they're
local, the boundaries of Newman Goretti, well, I went to Bishop Newman, 26th Street, they must extend to Alany, and they extend over to Jersey, Mike. So tell them they're wrong.
I think so. Yeah, because half of the Preps football team live in New Jersey.
There you go. Yeah, there's another outlaw. Yeah, thank you, Mike, very much. I don't know. We talked about this. You see, certain schools, we talked about this with the trans thing, but Newman's an example. There are several others, Henry.
They
get into the state tournament. They're small now. I don't know. When I went to Newman, it was 3,300, so mm-hmm. I think it would have been the five or the six, whatever the high side is.
Yeah.
Now it might be half that. And yet by recruiting, they get into like a three playing against these peewee schools that don't recruit. They should be playing against the six.
That was the thing with Newman for the better part of the last decade, is that they're playing in like 3A.
Yeah, right.
And then they were just wiping the floor with everybody. Exactly. I believe they're in 5A this year, and they didn't have as good a season as they usually did. And they lost in the state tournament.
Oh, did they? Oh, good. Yeah. I always root against them, even though
cutthroat league like the Catholic League, you got to recruit a little bit. I mean, there's no boundaries anymore, so to speak.
No, they're not. Well, in my mind, there are. You can't be taking a kid from Ollie and say, take the subway, you go to Newman. All right, Mike in Fishtown, though, countering acne with cancer. Nicely played, Mike. Imagine out of everything that...
kids don't get cancer either?
Right, yeah, that's right. Out of everything Honey Cook said, he goes, teenagers, not being tough. Boy, these listeners are murderous. Yeah. All right, 855-839-1210. Paul's got a great question coming up about the Krasner race. Paul, stay there. I'm going to give you a full answer on that. Side question, though. Hit us with this name change. Tell us what you think was in it. Could be a person, could be a thing. It could be, some body of water, country, whatever. This happens a lot, and there's always something behind it. That's the point. He scored a touchdown, huh? Pick six, the guy we had on? Scott Turner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah, playing 9 years in the league at defensive back. That's on the high side. It's over the median, I think. It's a very, very difficult thing to do. 855-839-1210. You get a line a little bit later. I'm coming up, too. We have Henry on sports. Will we have to hear about the Flyers coach, or will we more hear the excitement? Now, I've been to several. I like it more when it truly is the first day, and I guess they switch years. The Phillies home opener will be on Monday, but I mean the home opener on the first day of baseball is always exciting. Broadcast from there several times. I interviewed at the Phillies home openers, the Monkees, at least two of them, Deladon, who I thought was, if I were coaching an NBA team, I would have her in my five best players. She's going to shoot every time. She's 6'5".
Fantastic.
And interviewing her. Just the way she was hanging around with the guys, you're not going to stop her from shooting if she wants. Who is the other one? And I think there was one that we had a challenge with. So the opening day takes us that spring is finally here. Excitement, particularly when you have a team that could be this year back in the World Series. It's a big deal. We'll have that a little bit later. But you get in right now at 855-839-1210. We're seeing more today. That Charlie Gasparino from Fox saying, let's see, that they may roll back to announce a TikTok U.S. deal, extending it. How long are we going to extend this? Or are we on the same page, you know, just because President Trump went over to that side to say, I thought we had this thing with TikTok and the dangers with the Chinese, et cetera, and America's kids. And we're looking for an American company. Are they really doing that, or are we just going to continue to extend it? All right, first, though, let me remind you, if you're looking for a natural way to boost energy, support your heart, stay active as you age, it's time to try Rescue Orasine. This unique supplement gives your body the essentials it needs to fight fatigue and improve stamina without relying on sugar, caffeine, or artificial boosters, plus... It supports healthy blood pressure and overall cardiovascular function, helping you feel your best every day. Right now, Dom listeners, you can take advantage of a special buy one, get one free offer on Rescue Orasine. Just use the code MYENERGY when you order. Call 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak with a knowledgeable product consultant or visit res-q.com. Enter the code MYENERGY at checkout. Don't miss out. This exclusive deal will not last long. Go to res-q.com. Use that code MYENERGY, MYENERGY. Grab Rescue Orasine with the buy one, get one free savings. Stay energized, stay heart healthy with Rescue Natural Supplements.
A little bit corny there. The guy saying he'd taken a pigskin 75 yards. That's your HUD secretary. I don't remember who's the last athlete, truly, that the Democrats had in public office or whatever, who would they put up as their athlete? Would be somebody out there might know.
Tim Walz. Football coach extraordinaire.
That's right.
Yeah, and true athlete.
Run the pick six play.
Can you imagine being in the room And Walls is going to be America's football coach. Look at him. And he's going to be out there manly with the hunting and the whole thing. And these goofball Democrats don't go, all right, look, we don't like Josh Shapiro. He'll outshine her. We got the mob hating him because he's Jewish. You got to tag Josh Shapiro in. You got to be kidding me. Right? I'm glad they didn't. Could he have carried Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro? Yeah, face it, mate. Well, we got Scott Presler. If I got Presler revved up, you're not going to let Josh Shapiro carry Pennsylvania. Scott Presler on Twitter is having a positive meltdown because of what happened in Pennsylvania now. He's telling people, you better text. I've been going back and forth to Wisconsin for 106 days. What do I have to do to turn that state Supreme Court, the Supreme Court of Wisconsin around? Because if we lose that, they are going, it's so tenuous in Congress right now that somebody, I would pay to see her in the UN. Stefanik, you know, is still not in the UN, still hasn't gotten the confirmation. And they're pressuring her to give up the UN job and to remain the congresswoman from New York because they're so concerned about the margin there in the House. That's where it is. Also, I'll repost this at Dom Show 1210. The latest caught or alleged caught, but going to face charges, has been charged malicious mischief, is this woman in Washington, identified as a 54-year-old millionaire. According to the Daily Mail, her name is Camilla Ensler. Ensler is allegedly seen getting out of her car before slashing the Tesla. Ensler is married to the lead DocuSign engineer, they say, Jeff Ensler. The couple also owns the fitness company iPeak Fitness, according to public records. They live in a $1.5 million house in Seattle. So just picture this proletariat. Just picture we're of the people. We got to stop this maniac, Elon Musk. They're living in a $1.5 million house. He's the lead engineer at DocuSign. She's something. And they're clearly every year millionaires. Okay. All right. So producer Dan here, pretty quick on the trigger finger. Who's the big Democrat that was an athlete?
Well, let's
politician?
Go through the past 20 years, Dom, starting with Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, as the Republican for our governor.
Weasel, right. He's not an athlete. I wouldn't call him an athlete.
I'm going to go through the names I recognize. Because they had names like Randy Bass on here, who played for the Hanshin Tigers in baseball, but we don't care about that. How about 2007 to 2013, Heath Shuler, Democrat, played for University of Tennessee, then Saints and the Raiders.
He's a quarterback who couldn't see over the line, 5'11". Let's go.
He was a quarterback. You're right there.
Yeah, and I know these. Henry can't beat me on all his stuff.
Jim Jordan, U.S. Representative.
Yes, a wrestler. Yep. That's it. We got Jordan.
For Republican. Democrats, mayor of Sacramento from 2008 to 2016, Dom, basketball player for the Cavaliers, Phoenix Suns. Do you know who it is?
Yes.
Kevin Johnson.
Who was married to Michelle Rhee, strangely. He was a big-time conservative. Yeah.
A Democrat, active from 2009 to 2016, often playing in NBA All-Star games, played at Harvard University, Australia's National Basketball League from 87 to 91, Arnie Duncan.
Who might be on my new podcast. Yes.
He was nice with it in those games.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Then you had a Republican from 2011 to 2015, New Jersey U.S. Representative, played for Michigan, then our Philadelphia Eagles, Dom.
Republican? Oh, John Runyon.
John Runyon, yes.
Runyon and I are not on such good terms. Got to watch it there.
I don't want any of those late hits.
No. I played basketball against him. He's pretty good.
2011-15, city commissioner for the Miramar, Florida. Played for Florida State University and the Bengals, Wayne Messam. He was a Democrat.
Don't know him.
Scott Turner, we just heard. Yep. He was also a member of the Texas House of Representatives.
Republican,
Wayne Mullen, Republican.
That's the guy you want to put into the ring. Wayne Mullen from Oklahoma.
Now, back in 2014, he entered in the world of politics, and then from 2019, he ran for a representative position, but then he served as a, where'd he go, commissioner of Blaine County, Idaho, from 2019 to 2023 as a Democrat. The person, Dom, known for the Fosbury flop, Dick Fosbury.
He's a Democrat?
He's a Democrat, Dom.
No, come on. Now, you're making my day bad because I love the Fosbury flop. The first time he did it, I was eating something and I just dropped it to the floor. This guy's running up and he's going to jump backwards.
All right, I want to get out of here, too, because I got to step aside for Henry's great segment. Colin Allred played for the Titans, now a U.S. representative until 2025. Tito Ortiz, Republican. Caitlyn Jenner, Republican. Herschel Walker,
Caitlyn
Republican.
Jenner,
Tommy Tuberville, Republican.
I don't like
Burgess
that guy.
Burgess Owens, Republican.
That's right.
BJ Penn, Republican. Michelle Kwan was an ambassador to Belize, figure skater for the Democrats. Oh, they got a figure skater, Dom.
A figure skater in Belize. Oh, that's big
but
time.
But we got Steve Garvey, candidate for Senate out there.
Look at that jaw on Steve Garvey.
Then you got Allred again. You got Turner. And then finally, Dom, current Lieutenant Governor of Ohio, Jim Tressel.
So who is the biggest Democrat athlete that went to politics that we can
Michelle
tell?
Michelle Kwan, maybe?
Michelle Kwan. Yeah, that's it. Let's run with that.
Dick Fosbury. He's got a move named after him.
You're killing me. A skirt's involved. It's Democrats. Let's just say that. That's what's going on. Okay, coming up, some sports with Henry. Today is opening day, 4 o'clock with your Fightin' Phils. And going to be the Monday home opener, but still, the home opener today. This is an interesting team, to put it mildly. We'll get some from Henry. We'll take your calls. You'll get in. Give us somebody who changed a name. You might know a celebrity that changed her name. You know, it's often been said I should have been Dom Guido Giordano. And Dan, what was your name rather than Dan Borowski? It was like Dick Christie or something, wasn't it?
What, for my...
Your stage name or something alleged there.
Yeah, it was like Dan Christopher.
Dan Christopher.
Dan Christopher was one that I was considering at one point.
Yeah, and Henry Machete. That seems kind of your
I'm just
European.
Adding an I at the end.
He's got to add back to the Italian roots.
Machete. Yeah, it should be. Right? He's like Rick Santorum, doesn't want you to know he's Italian.
Throw an axe on there, Henry Machete.
All right, that's all straight ahead. 855-839-1210. Speaking of Italy, speaking of Italians, we are going to Sicily. You've heard this, right? Have you acted to join us? You know, we'll get Giuseppe back. We'll get other listeners. But when we go to Italy with conservative tours, half of it is not just the countryside. This is Sicily this time. It's the listeners. It's the coming together. It's the feast. It's the bond. I know people that are still friends years after this. Sicily is exotic, picturesque. You know all this. It's the sun, the sea, the unparalleled beauty of Mediterranean Europe in both Sicily and Calabria this fall. And if you're heading to Europe again, the only people to go with conservative tours, $55.44, including airfare. The dining events are spectacular, the stuff of legend, bustling Palermo, the Quattro Conte, stunning Monreal, the Palace of the Normans. Call 888-733-9494. Or go to conservativetours.com. You'll enjoy, too. I'm really looking forward to this part. I can feel the pebbles at my feet. The Godfather Tour. That's right. All the locales from the film. I might even watch Godfather 3 to see if I can see anything from there. Oh, man. This is a tough job. The crown jewel of beauty has to be Taormina. I'll see you on Mount Etna, the Valley of the Temples. This is Sicily. It's ancient, charming, picturesque, and always a country within a country. And don't forget Savoca. Call 888-733-9494.
Oh, boy, Dom, can you smell it? Can you smell it, Dom? Can you smell the freshly cut grass? Popcorn everywhere. Hot dogs being thrown down from the 400 level. Can you smell it all?
I don't know about the grass at the link, per se, but yes,
oh,
I can smell
CBP.
It.
Oh, it's CBP. Come on now.
Yeah.
Citizens Bank Park. Yes, today is opening day for your Philadelphia Phillies.
Where will you be at 4:05 it starts?
4:05, first pitch, yes.
Yeah,
correct.
I think you'll still be doing your work here. Are you going to be cutting out to see the first pitch?
Possibly, yeah. I mean, we got a TV in that studio, so, you know, I might as well be.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, to start with that, let's look at the first lineup card of the 2025 campaign. So, your wish is Rob Thompson's command, Dom. Turner is
absolutely.
Leading off today.
Get Schwarber
playing
out of there.
Shortstop.
Right.
Bryce Harper playing second, though, playing first base, obviously.
Right.
Do you like that, or do you rather him slide down the lineup a little
bit? Yeah, he should be third.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think this player should be third, if anything. And he's batting third today at third base, Mr. Alec Bohm.
Completely overrated.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Well, a lot of baseball writers in town seem to agree with you. He didn't make the top 10 list for Ann Patterson, top 10 Phillies to watch this year.
Wow,
I was surprised at that. DHing and a cleanup, like you said, your wish is your command. Kyle Schwarber. I still think he should be leading off. It's great to get a lead in 10% of the games when he is batting in the leadoff spot. But you know what? I'll take the cleanup. I'll wait to see it out. We can.
Okay.
We'll see what happens. Batting fifth and catching, JT Realmuto. A bit of a down year for JT last year. Do you think we're going to get a bit of a bounce back?
Should be okay, but he's not a five
Is he still,
hit, right?
Is he still the best catcher in baseball?
I don't know. I don't follow all the catchers, so I'm sure there's got to be two or three out there.
There's a couple gunning for his title, that's
for
sure.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of young guys. Batting six and playing left field, a new addition to the Phillies, Mr. Max Kepler. Played for the Minnesota Twins for the last 10 years to varying success. He had a season where he had 36 home runs, and it seems to be the Phillies' sort of philosophy that they'll bring in guys kind of down on their luck who've had success in the past. Take a shot, see if they can get a reclamation project here. So we'll see if Max can provide some power and some good fielding out in left. Playing right, as always, and I can't believe he's this far down in the lineup. Nick Castellanos. I'd like him to hit a home run today.
Yes.
Based on some other unfortunate news in town. It seems when there's unfortunate news, he seemed to hit a home run. So 6-1 odds, that's plus 600. If you bet $10, you win
$60. What was the last unfortunate news? There was something big when he hit a home run, right?
Oh, I mean, it's always.
Yeah, he's got a dark cloud over
him.
Yeah.
He's got some dark magic, some juju. It's very bizarre. Anywho, batting... eighth, I should say, is Bryson Stott, who I'm expecting to have a huge bounce back year.
That's a pretty good eighth hitter.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't want a guy like that batting eighth? And, you know, he could bat up towards 300 again. I think last year with his elbow injury, it kind of affected his swing. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see how he does this year. And then batting ninth, center field, Brandon Marsh. On that note, there's a couple new faces in town. The Phillies didn't do a whole lot of shaking up of the roster this offseason. Some of the new names you might need to know is relief pitcher, righty Jordan Romano. He is a flamethrower pitcher. Previously with the Blue Jays, he's got a nasty two-seamer, and he likes to throw that slider back hitters away. Right. Like if Castellanos went up against him, he'd be down on three pitches every time. He's one of those guys. Another guy... I'm looking forward to is starting pitcher Jesus Luzardo. That name sounds familiar. He has been with the Marlins the past few seasons. Had a really good season 2 years ago. He had a 3.3 ERA, another reclamation project after a down year for him last year. The Phillies are looking to bounce back. He looks to be the fourth or fifth starter when everyone is healthy. Of course, Ranger Suarez right now starting the year on the injured list. So Taiwan Walker, our good friend, is getting that fifth start. Spot backup catcher. Another wish is
that's my wish.
Garrett Stubbs starting the year at Lehigh Valley, and Rafael Marchand will be the backup catcher to JT Realmuto. Cody Clemens back on the team again, son of Roger Clemens, fantastic bench guy. And that's the new face. That's really it for the Phillies.
All right. Well, predictions.
So
this
prediction
is what we're waiting
time. The over and under for wins on the season is at 90.5. Are we thinking over or under?
I have 93 wins regular season.
Oh, really? Yeah. How'd you come up with that?
I'm listening to some of my friends at WIP and then showing them where they're wrong. So I'll go with 93.
I'm gonna go with 96.
Wow.
I think this is a team that's gonna compete for 100 wins. I don't understand why everyone's so down on this team. I mean, this is a team that won the most games in franchise history in the last dozen years. You know, last season they returned most of their core. I mean, gosh, I'd wish teams in this town would return most of their cores year after year. I mean, look at the Sixers. They build a new team in the offseason. They blow it up by the trade deadline. The Phillies are keeping them together. They added a few pieces here and there. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that they, you know, have something to prove this year again, and they go out and they get 96-plus wins.
Well, I have them losing to the Dodgers, though, finally. That's the end of the season for
it
them.
It does seem like all roads will lead to the Dodgers, so we'll see. Any... I don't know. Award predictions for the Phillies? I got one for you.
Who's that?
I think someone I didn't name because he's still in the minor leagues working his way back. Andrew Painter will be the NL Rookie of the Year this year.
He gets enough playing time.
Oh, absolutely. I think he will at this point with this pitching staff. I think they're going to go six deep. I think they're going to need everything they can get from everybody so they can be fresh come October again. All right. But I think he's going to be the man, and that's a name to watch out for sure.
All right, great stuff from Henry every Thursday at around this time. We do that. Coming up, Paul in the Northeast has a question. Is it worthwhile to register Democrat, heaven forbid, to vote against Krasner? I'll give him my answer. Yes, might be the answer, Paul. I'll explain. We got a great side question. I didn't know if we would get quite this much action. A name change. We've never done this before. Constantinople changed to Istanbul in this day in history. That's where these things come from. But you get in at 855-839-1210. And coming up, a lawsuit says these people were trying to deport at Columbia, that they had advanced knowledge of the October 7th attacks. Could that be possible, at least in general? I think there's some pretty good evidence that it is. And you heard the HUD secretary in town. If you missed that, we'll have that up for you. Great stuff from Scott Turner. Big 2 o'clock hour, Talk Radio 1210.